Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So a year after Lehman, the worst is over in the banking crisis, right? Maybe. William Cohan, former investment banker and author of House of Cards, A Tale of Hubris and Wretched Excess on Wall Street, says, not so fast. There are still major problems with how Wall Street operates. William Cohan, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian. It's always great to be here.
Those official economic indicators are looking optimistic. Ben Bernanke, his whole face looks relaxed. But you're not entirely convinced?
Well, you know, Mr. Bernanke has been reappointed for a second term. Nobody's calling for Geithner's head anymore. The Dow's at 9,500, 9,600 as opposed to 6,500. It's quite a turn of events, and I'm left scratching my head because, you know, a year ago, or even as recently as March, I think everybody would have concurred that the system was badly broken. The system that we used to know as Wall Street was badly broken and needed some serious fixing. Unfortunately, we have none of that at the moment, although we have some nice rhetoric from the president, which I found very eloquent. But no action at the moment. And that is deeply disturbing to me and to many others, I think.
Well, let's play a clip of that eloquence. President Obama in Federal Hall right down there on Wall Street on Monday saying they could take some initiative to cap compensation, for example.
You don't have to wait for legislation to put the 2009 bonuses of your senior executives up for a shareholder vote. You don't have to wait for a law to overhaul your pay system so that folks are rewarded for long-term performance instead of short-term gains. The fact is, many of the firms that are now returning to prosperity owe a debt to the American people.
So, William Cohan, do you think that really needs to be enacted by law, or as the president implied there, as a matter of voluntary corporate policy, in order for long-term safety to return to the economy? One could say, as many on Wall Street are saying, that the free market is showing that they are going to learn from their mistakes and not repeat what they did because it's not in their interest.
Well, I'm trying to hold back laughter.
You're not going to jump up and say you lie, are you?
Yeah, I would, but I don't want to get censured. I think that, look, Obama is right. I think Wall Street does owe a huge debt of gratitude to the American taxpayers for bailing them out. I think that, you know, having shareholders vote on capping compensation or executive compensation is a cumbersome, and I'm not sure where that idea comes from, and I don't think there's much merit to that. But I do think it is incumbent upon Wall Street boards of directors, executives, compensation committees of boards of directors to design a new compensation system on Wall Street. And I know what I'm talking about here because I spent 17 years on Wall Street and I benefited from this crazy system, to put in place a system of accountability for Wall Street compensation so that, and I'm not talking about caps, you know, I think, you know, America works best when people, you know, the market rewards people for whatever there it is that they're doing, as absurd as it seems that a Wall Street banker can get paid millions while teachers, you know, get paid, you know, tens of thousands. It doesn't seem right or fair, but nevertheless, that does seem to be the market. So I'm not an advocate of caps, but I am a huge advocate of accountability. And at the moment, there is none. There is no impetus or movement towards creating any accountability. And I'm very concerned that, you know, the seeds of the next crisis are being sown right now without any accountability for the behavior of the people who are making these millions on Wall Street.
Simply because they could continue to get rewarded for short-term decisions that puff up the bottom line over the next quarter but might be in our long-term bad interest, or because you see a particular potential bubble coming down the pike?
I think it's more the former. I'm familiar enough with Wall Street behavior since Wall Street transformed itself from a series of private partnerships to public companies You know, once upon a time, it used to be a partner shared in both the profits of the firm, but also in the liabilities of the firm, and their entire net worths were on the line every day for the behavior of their partners. And of course, when these firms went public, that was completely lost. That idea of accountability was completely lost.
So are the shareholders the problem? I mean, one of the president's proposals is to give shareholders more say in setting executive salaries. But are really the shareholders the problem?
No. The shareholders aren't the problem. It's just that the fact that these companies have gone public and that they are using shareholders' money and their creditors' money to take risks for their own benefit. So for the benefit of the employees, I mean, what other business on the face of the earth pays out between 50 and 60% of every dollar of revenue out in the form of compensation to the employees that work there? And unfortunately, what this has done over the last 40 years since these firms started going public is encourage bankers and traders to take risky behavior in the short term to maximize their bonuses for any given year without any sense of accountability for what it is that they're selling. Because don't forget, Wall Street is a selling machine. Mm-hmm. It's a financial innovation and selling machine. Things get financially, innovations happen all the time, and then Wall Street, mobilizes its army to sell these products, which is what happened with internet IPOs and junk bonds, and unfortunately in this last crisis with mortgage-backed securities, without any consequence whatsoever to them personally, it seems, for their willingness to sell these securities without taking into account what happens to the rest of us.
So we've got 30 seconds left. You want this to happen as a matter of intelligence enacted by the private sector, ideally. If there's one...
Yes.
Law that you would like Congress to pass or regulation that you would like one of the agencies to enact in response to the crisis a year later, what would it be?
It would be, Brian, to force the 100 top, that's an arbitrary number, but let's say the 100 top executives at these Wall Street firms or what remains of these Wall Street firms to put their entire net worth on the line again for the decisions that they make on a daily basis for where to deploy capital, what kinds of securities to package and sell into the market, what kind of financial innovation to endorse. If they were on the front line with their entire net worth for their behavior, I think you would see some serious moderation of behavior on Wall Street. Without that, I don't see it.
Skin in the game. We hear it over
exactly.
And over. William Cohan, former investment banker, author of House of Cards, A Tale of Hubris and Wretched Excess on Wall Street. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up next, listeners, do you think there was a racial component to Joe Wilson's "You Lie"? President Carter thinks there was. We'll play that clip and take your calls. 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. Underlying racism in the Joe Wilson comment or some of those surrounding it? Tell us what you think.